This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The sounds of the season and the sweet, sweet tastes of the season. Not just marshmallows, but gumdrops, candy canes, and licorice. Even better, all this combined in that fanciful holiday construction, the gingerbread house.
I've seen gingerbread houses that have been extraordinary. Whole castles done in gingerbread, brownstone houses, exact replicas of the owner's house.
A gingerbread split level, a gingerbread bungalow, a gingerbread McMansion? Yes, with just a few tools and some careful measuring, you too can create your own gingerbread home. And that's exactly what I set out to do a few weeks ago with my partner in baking, Dori Greenspan.
Making a gingerbread home is a long process. Best to stretch it out over a few days. So make the dough one day, let it chill, cut out the pieces, letting them dry, constructing the house, and then the fun of decorating.
But you see, Dori is an expert. She's written several cookbooks, and so we're going to try this confectionery construction project in just one day. First, make the dough, and you need lots of it, so consider making it in two batches. We beat 1.5 cups of shortening until light and fluffy. Add 1 cup of brown sugar and mix. Next, 2 eggs, one at a time, beating after each. And then 1.5 cups of molasses.
I love the way it works into the batter, so the batter looks like caramel now.
In a big bowl, we've whisked together 7 cups of flour, 1.5 teaspoon salt, 1 teaspoon baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon baking powder, and we add those to the dough. And then the spices, 4 teaspoons ginger, 4 teaspoons cinnamon, 1 teaspoon allspice, and 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper.
Black pepper. Black pepper. I think you should have a little bite. You know, you could put some dried mustard in it also. That's nice with gingerbread.
Once mixed, we divide our spicy dough into thirds, pat into soft bricks, wrap with plastic, and chill. And while the dough is in the fridge, we chill too. 3 hours, enough time for a good film or a couple rounds of Scrabble. We preheat the oven to 350 and begin step 2. We roll out the dough between 2 sheets of wax paper that are lightly dusted with flour.
I don't want it to be too thin, so about a scant 1/4 inch.
And we grab a pizza cutter and some templates to cut out the panels for our house. No bay windows, no porticos, no detached mother-in-law suites for us. Ours will be a humble gingerbread cottage. After sliding a baking sheet under the wax paper with the rolled dough, Dori carefully makes her marks. She's like a seamstress with a dress pattern, but making sure to leave space between her pieces so the dough can expand while baking. Dori trims away the excess, and into the oven goes our prefab gingerbread walls, roof, and chimney.
Here we go.
Good. Middle rack.
Middle rack.
Okay.
We've filled 3 baking sheets, so this part will take a while. 25 minutes in the oven per sheet. So while we wait, a little gingerbread house history. You can blame Germany, the Brothers Grimm, and musical theater. Remember the witch's house from Hansel and Gretel? It was made of bread, cake, and candy. Well, in 1893, Engelbert Humperdinck, Humperdinck the composer, not Humperdinck the pop singer, set the fairy tale to music. Hansel and Gretel opened 2 days before Christmas. The Hexenhaus, the witch's house, was a big hit. Germans wanted their own Hexenhaus for the holidays, and thus the tradition of the gingerbread house was born. Amazing the things you learn while you're waiting for stuff to come out of the oven.
It's ready.
My favorite sound. Okay, pull it out.
Now you're touching the center, but what are you hoping to feel?
I want it to be firm. It has a little give. That's fine. When it cools, it'll be solid. And it certainly smells done.
Oh, it's beginning to smell a lot like, dare I say it?
Like Christmas everywhere you go.
As our pieces cool, we mix up the royal icing, a thick mortar-like frosting that serves as glue. All it takes are 4 large egg whites and 7.5 cups of powdered sugar. Step 4, constructing our gingerbread cottage.
You don't have to be incredibly neat because you're going to be decorating the surfaces.
Dory uses a large piece of hard foam for the base, and we situate our gingerbread cottage so it has a nice front yard. Using a small spatula, she applies the royal icing like spackle and joins the 2 corners together before reinforcing from the outside. We assemble the rest of the house, then let it dry. Now, ideally, that would be overnight, but this is a rush job because my kids will soon be home from school. And as we move to step 5, decorating, here they are.
So maybe red and green.
We spread out an obscene amount of candy. Skittles, dots, marshmallow sprinkles, candy canes, and day glow Twizzlers. Who knew there was such a thing as lime green licorice? We divide the royal icing glue into 2 bowls, one for my 9-year-old daughter, Asia, and the other for my 8-year-old son, Norris. They're ready to work and to snack.
Excuse me, are you eating the construction materials?
I'm sorry, but jelly beans taste so good.
After about 90 minutes, our humble cottage becomes, well, fabulous. Across a thatched roof made of shredded wheat, Asia arranges a series of brightly colored gumdrops.
I'm doing the thing that's on the roof, like if you're decorating your house for Christmas.
Oh, Christmas lights. And what are you using there to do that?
I'm using Dots candy.
Twizzlers become electrical lines. There's a door framed by a pair of candy canes. Heart-shaped cookies become windows. There's even a garage door on the side of the house and a marshmallow security light hanging from our gingerbread roof.
Love the house. I could move in.
Well, you know, the only thing that I think this house might be missing, and it's not really missing, but it just seems that if good things are happening inside this house and people are sitting around by a fire and telling stories, that there might be one last thing that you see coming out of this house.
Smoke.
Yes. And I think we have a rock candy stick that we can
probably... No, we can't do smoke.
Why?
Santa's in there.
Ooh.
Oh.
You burn him.
I guess that's what you call an occupational hazard. All right. Ixnay on the smoke. Before we say goodbye to Dory Greenspan, what's the last thing we should say to her?
Thank you.
And
Merry
Christmas.
Happy holidays.
A picture of our gingerbread home and Dory Greenspan's recipe and tips for making your own gingerbread home are at our website, npr.org.